Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Rocket Nation. Welcome to another installment of Rocket Radio Blast. We got a special showtime for you today. 2 o'clock, we're only going to be on for 60 minutes. We're going to reflect back on 2018, kind of give you guys a little insight to some of the things that I have been doing and what to look forward to in 2019. We're also going to preview the NFL playoffs. As you all know, Week 17 went down yesterday. We know who's in, and we definitely know who's out. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, we're going to go ahead and kick off a little music cut right now by one of my favorite artists, Paul Hardcastle. We're going to do that, and we'll be right back. So stick around. This is New Year's Eve. Relax, you know. If you at the gym, getting it in, do that. If you out right now having lunch, get it in. Do your thing. But stick around. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast. We're on at a special time today, 2 o'clock. We're on until 3. And like I said at the top of the show, I wanted to also run down a lot that went down in the NFL. The regular season is officially over, and it went by fast. To be honest with you guys, this year went by fast, this whole year. It felt like for me it was just 2015 or something. These last couple years have been going by extremely fast. This year was really no exception. Went by blazing fast. And now that the NFL regular season is over, the playoffs are getting ready to kick off this weekend. But I want to go back to everything that happened yesterday. I'm going to start with some of the games that were really meaningful, because not every game was meaningful. But I'm going to run down the scores of every game that happened, and I'm going to talk a little bit about the other games that were important. Okay, for starters, the Bills beat the Dolphins 42-17. That was not an important game. The Lions shut out the Packers at Lambeau Field 31-0. Aaron Rodgers got knocked out with a concussion in that one. But as y'all know, Mike McCarthy was already fired a few weeks ago. The Texans beat the Jaguars 20-3. Texans have won the AFC South. After an 0-3 start, who would have thunk it? I think a lot of it because Jacksonville got off to an okay start, and then they just stumbled. And for their sake, it looks like Blake Bortles will be gone and not coming back next year. Now, you hear a lot about these stories if organizations are going to retain quarterbacks, if they're going to bring them back, almost like a head coach or something like that. I think it's time to move on from him. I feel terrible because back in 2014, I felt that Blake Bortles and Teddy Bridgewater were the two quarterbacks that were the most ready. I thought they were the two best quarterbacks that were drafted that year. And neither one of them is starting right now. As far as going forward, I don't think Blake Bortles will be back in Jacksonville next year. And Teddy Bridgewater, last I checked, I think he was on the Saints backup depth chart. I could be wrong. Disappointing. Just absolutely disappointing. The Patriots beat the Jets 38-3, so it looks like the Patriots are going to be the number two seed in the AFC playoffs. We'll get to that in a second. Panthers beat the Saints 33-14. It doesn't matter. The Saints are already the number one seed in the NFC. Cowboys beat the Giants 36-35, so the Cowboys have won the NFC East. They'll host a wild card game next week. Atlanta beat Tampa Bay 34-32. Not important. Baltimore beat Cleveland 26-24 at home, so the Ravens are now the AFC North champions, which means that the Steelers are out, even though the Steelers beat Cincinnati 16-13. The Chiefs beat the Raiders 35-3, so the Chiefs have won the AFC West. The Bears beat the Vikings 24-10, essentially knocking the Vikings out of playoff contention. The Eagles go to Washington, beat the Redskins 24-0. So the Eagles, after it looked like they weren't going to be in the playoffs a month ago, they were able to sneak in. The defending Super Bowl champs are having an opportunity to defend their crown. The Chargers beat the Broncos 23-9. The Rams beat the 49ers 48-32. The Rams have already clinched the NFC West. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals 27-24, so Seattle's in the playoffs. And then the big game that was basically a do or die, the Colts beat the Titans on the road 33-17 last night to end what was a crazy 2018 NFL regular season. And the Colts are in. And how about that? The Colts were 1-5. They're the third team in NFL history to make the playoffs after a 1-5 start. The last team to do it was the Chiefs 2 years ago. They won 10 straight games to finish 11-5, and they also won 11 if you include going on the road and beating the Texans 30-0 before losing a tough matchup to New England in Foxborough the following week. The Colts are going to be a team that's going to be an interesting team to watch in the postseason because Andrew Luck looks like he's revitalizing himself. So I'm going to get to that in a second. We also got some head coaching moves that happened. There was a handful of coaches that got fired, including one that already had gotten fired. It was announced earlier today that Marvin Lewis is finally out in Cincinnati after 16 seasons. It had to be done, and it should have been done a few years back. It should have been done about 4 or 5 years ago because the Bengals, they have not won a playoff game in his tenure, although that last playoff game against Pittsburgh a few years ago in 2015, I felt that that game wasn't his fault. I look at guys like Vontaze Burfict, Adam Pac-Man Jones, A.J. McCarron starting over Andy Dalton, who was injured. I didn't want to put all of that on the head coach. But, again, you didn't make the playoffs this year. You didn't make the playoffs last year. It was time to move on. The Jets have parted ways with Todd Bowles. They were 4-12 this season. He did not make the playoffs in any of his 4 years with the team. I thought they would give him one more year because, you know, you drafted Sam Darnold. You wanted to see what kind of rapport, chemistry, relationship that a rookie quarterback would have with the current head coach. Not so much. Not so much. Todd Bowles was 24-40 during his time in New York. He did have one winning record, which is back in 2015. The Jets were 10-6 that year, but they missed the playoffs, unfortunately. So he is out. Adam Gase is out in Miami. He was 23-25 over three seasons. Remember, this was a guy that wanted to bring in Jay Cutler last year and did so, despite how the opposing fan, how the fan base felt and how everybody else felt. It was just didn't seem like the right decision. So, past 2 years, he's been 13-19. They got up to a 3-0 start this year. And then next thing you know, they got blown out in New England game week four, and their season just started going down the tubes. They finished 7-9, including getting blown out in Buffalo yesterday. Yeah, I probably would have fired him too. Vance Joseph was fired in Denver after two seasons. You kind of saw this coming. And I was happy he got the job. Obviously, I'm always happy for minority coaches getting an opportunity. But I look at it this way. Expectations have been high on Denver ever since John Elway came into the organization. This team has not been far from their last Super Bowl win, which was 3 years ago. So if you don't make the playoffs the last two seasons, despite being a Super Bowl champion in recent years, sometimes what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself being cut. So I thought that he would stick around for one more year, but they were 11-21. That defense has been a disappointment. They gave up 22.8 points per game, which is 15th in the league, 104.5 rushing yards, which was 11th. That's good. That's good. You know, top 15, you know, close to the top 10. But their defense in the red zone has not been good. And offensively, they've been struggling. They've been struggling to run the ball. Guys have been unhealthy. And the quarterback play hasn't been doing so well. I thought that that Case Keenum will come in and give them a little something, give them a little spark, but that really hasn't been much of the case, unfortunately. And it was time to move on. Dirk Cotter got fired in Tampa Bay. We all saw this coming, and it looks like they're probably going to part ways with Jameis Winston as well. How disappointing. Dirk Cotter was 19-29 in Tampa Bay. They have not been in the playoffs in 11 years. The last time the Buccaneers were in the playoffs was back in 2007. John Gruden was coaching the Buccaneers still at that point. Let that sink. So, yeah, it was time to move on. Seems like none of these coaches in Tampa Bay have been working out. None. Raheem Morris didn't work out. And it just seemed like, you know, all the other coaches that have been there have just not worked out. I don't know if it's roster problems, player problems, front office problems, lack of drafting. Jameis Winston has been a disappointment too. So it just wasn't working. Sometimes you got to fire guys if they can't get the job done. You're technically supposed to give coaches 3 to 4 years. After the third year, you got to start raising your eyebrow and say, okay, where are the results? What's going on here? As y'all know, Marvin Lewis, he's gone to Cincinnati. Mike McCarthy already got fired in Green Bay. And Steve Wilks is out in Arizona after a 3-13 season. again, this is kind of like a situation that wasn't working out at all for anybody involved, unfortunately. And it was time for a change, it seemed like. The Cardinals were definitely about to pull the plug. So Steve Wilks is out, Arizona. The Falcons fired their offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisian. And if you remember, Steve Sarkisian was the offensive coordinator in the University of Alabama just a couple years ago. They also fired the defense coordinator, Mark Quinn, Manuel, and their defense, their special teams coordinator, Keith Armstrong, today. So Dan Quinn is going to take over as defensive coordinator, aside from being the head coach, of course. And it looks like rumors are speculating that Gary Kubiak is possibly going to interview for the offensive coordinator position. And Daryl Bevell, former Seahawks offensive coordinator, is also going to interview for the position as well. That's just a rumor. We don't know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen with these coaching rumors. But I will say that good luck to whoever goes into that situation, because the Falcons have not been the same since you know when. And I feel like this, it's a good opportunity as long as they keep their offense intact. But look, time's kind of creeping up a little bit. Matt Ryan is going to be in his 12th season next year. And that's not saying that he's going to be retiring soon, but you got to look into that and say, well, we got to start getting the ball rolling. But it's going to be a while before the Falcons make it back to the big dance, in my opinion. What a devastating Super Bowl loss that was. So apparently coaches who are safer now, Jai Harbaugh is safe in Baltimore. The Ravens are in the playoffs. If they win a playoff game, he might be safe. If they lose next weekend, he might – well, you never know. You know, he's got a 114-77 record in his 11 seasons with the team, which is pretty damn good. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with him. Doug Marrone is apparently safe in Jacksonville. And like I said, I'm not going to put anything on him as far as the team's failures this year. I look at more of a roster problem. Obviously, the roster has not been doing a great job of staying healthy, unfortunately. That happens. Leonard Fournette has been beat up. Blake Bortles has been totally inconsistent. He even got benched 2 weeks ago. And the defense is just not what it was last year. I want to see what happens with this team next year. Can they come back and be the team that they was last year? And can they be better? But they got to figure out the quarterback situation, because obviously their quarterbacks aren't getting it done. And Ron Rivera is also safe in Carolina, as to be expected. I think that the organization really likes him. He's a likable guy. And I say, keep him on board. Keep him on board and see if you guys can come back next year and have a resurgence. Cam Newton's been benched these last couple weeks. Well, just for this game, because he's been injured. But Carolina's season, the way it ended, I mean, come on. This team was 6-2. Two. Okay, and they finished 7-9. That's bad. That's bad. And I know they lost some tough games, but they lost a few games they should have won. They should have beaten Detroit. They should have beaten Cleveland. They should have beaten Seattle at home. Just bad. Just bad all around. There's a lot of coaching candidates that are going to be available. Names that include Bruce Arians, even though he did express interest in the Browns head coaching vacancy, but it looks like that's not going to happen. Tampa Bay might be interested in him. Bruce Arians has not coached this year. He's basically been working as a NFL analyst for CBS. Good for him, by the way. He needed to be away because he's been coaching for a long time, a long time. Other few names include Mike Munchak, who is the current Steelers offensive line coach. He's been a former head coach for the Titans. Apparently, the Broncos are expressing interest in him, as well as the Packers and quite possibly the Browns. Now, Bruce Arians could end up being the Browns head coach if he wants that position and if they want him. I think it would be an interesting fit. Question is, can Bruce Arians coexist with Baker Mayfield? Because Baker Mayfield looked like he could be one of those guys that runs head coaches out of town. It's basically what I'm saying. That whole mess with Hugh Jackson, that was a mess. And that whole Hard Knocks stuff didn't do anybody on that organization any justice. Sometimes the cameras, they can get everything. And I think that there were some situations that he would have liked to have back, because he's admitted this himself several times. But you never want it to be a situation where you're not getting along with your quarterback. A quarterback and a head coach that can't get along, that spells doom. That spells disaster. Troy Aikman and Barry Switzer is a prime example. Those two guys never liked each other. And none of those guys really, for the most part, most of those players did not want Jimmy Johnson gone. That was all on Jerry Jones. I don't want to get into that really, but you understand that sometimes coaches and quarterbacks that don't get along, it just doesn't always work. Regardless of how many championships you win, but the relationship is not going to last long. A lot of times the head coach is going to be the guy that ends up getting let go. And that's what basically happened. They let Barry Switzer go after three seasons. And then I think about Jim Fisher when he was coaching in Tennessee. Him and Vince Young didn't necessarily see eye to eye. I thought Vince Young was too immature. I didn't think he was ready for the spotlight, for prime time. But, you know, again, that was a situation that came down to the owner. Bud Adams wanted Vince Young, and I thought it was going to be an interesting fit because I thought Vince Young was going to bring in that certain dimension after Steve McNair had moved on in free agency. But apparently Jeff Fisher didn't really want him. They didn't get along. And, again, if the head coach and the quarterback doesn't get along, usually it's the head coach that gets let go. But there's going to be a lot of coaching candidates out there. And we also got a general manager move. The Raiders have parted ways with Reggie McKenzie. Well, they had let him go 3 weeks ago. And now they hired Mike Mayock, who has been known as a mock draft analyst, a guy who had been working for the NFL Network, and now he's going to be their new general manager. Good. Because some people's getting tired of him on TV making these wild, ridiculous predictions amongst the draft and all of that stuff. So, but good for him. Congratulations, and congratulations to any of these coaches that are going to get hired. It's one of those times, you know. A lot of coaches were getting let go, and it was time to move on. But congratulations to all the new coaches that are going to be upcoming coaches that are going to get new coaching positions. Now, we move on into the postseason. Postseason's kicking off this weekend. We got two games that are going to be happening on Saturday, and we got two games that are going to be happening on Sunday. So the two games that are going to be happening this week, we got the Colts and Texans. That's going to be the matchup between two teams that looked dead at the start of the season. And to me, that's going to be an interesting game because, like I said, the Colts were 0-3. They're 10-6. The Texans were 1-5. They won 10 in a row. Actually, I take that back. I'm sorry. The Colts were 1-5. The Texans were 0-3. So the Colts were 1-5. They've gone 9-1. They just started winning games, and they're 10-6. The Texans were 0-3. They've gone 11-2 since, okay? But the Colts were 1-5, and like I said, they were the third team in NFL history to make the playoffs after a 1-5 start. Andrew Luck looks like the comeback player of the year. I don't care what anyone says. He should win that award hands down. To do what he's done and get the team into the playoffs after being basically out of the lead the last 2.5 years, it seems like it's been that long. You know, he's been a big key for their success. And look at it like this. Frank Reich, their head coach, first-year head coach making the playoffs, after all that mess that went down with Josh McDaniels, the Colts are – I almost want to see the Colts go up against the Patriots. And I think that could end up possibly happening. Stay tuned. If the Colts can somehow go to Houston and win, and who knows, they possibly can. I think this game can go either way. I'm going to make my predictions afterwards, but – stay tuned for that. We also got the Chargers and Ravens. That game is going to be taking place next Sunday. This Saturday is also going to be the Eagles and Bears. So that's going to be the first NFC playoff matchup. And then next Sunday we got the Seahawks and Cowboys. Now, the Seattle had already beaten Dallas at home earlier this year. Philadelphia and Chicago, that's going to be an interesting game because the Eagles are 9-7. They basically snuck into the playoffs because of Minnesota struggling down the stretch and some of the other teams that got knocked out of the playoff picture, Washington being one, and then a couple other teams, Carolina struggling, having a meltdown, and then a couple other teams that seasons had already ended. So the Eagles are going to have an opportunity to go to Soldier Field, defend their Super Bowl crown currently, okay? The Chargers and Ravens have beaten the Chargers 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles. The Ravens, they needed that game more, and you could tell they wanted that game more, and they took that game a lot more seriously than the Chargers did. Chargers were already in the playoffs at that point. They were trying to fight for division supremacy in the AFC West. That didn't happen. The Ravens needed that game to keep their playoff hopes alive, and then they won yesterday, beating Cleveland at home. They're 10-6. The Chargers are 12-4. My predictions are this. I'm going to take the Chargers to beat the Ravens because I think the Chargers are going to exact some revenge. And I think what's going to happen is Melvin Gordon is healthy. Keenan Allen is healthy, and Phillip Rivers can the ball out there to his receivers, his running backs, tight ends. It's going to be a long day for that Ravens defense. But I got the Chargers winning. I'm going to take Philadelphia to beat Chicago. I don't trust the Bears. And I don't want to make it seem like I hate the Bears because they play in a division as the Lions and all of that. But I don't trust the Bears right now because I don't think they're ready for the spotlight. I don't think they're ready for prime time. And I think that regardless if Mitchell Trubisky is healthy enough to start this game, I think it's going to have some type of a bad effect a little bit when you bring in a quarterback that's been out. But I also think that the Eagles, they're kind of on the surge right now, and they're the defending champions, and they got the experience as well. So I got the Eagles winning. I think it's going to be a close game, but I do got the Eagles winning. I'm going to take the Cowboys to get revenge on the Seahawks. I think Dallas will have some success because Seattle's defense has played well at times this year, unexpectedly. I didn't think that they would. But I think that Ezekiel Elliott should be able to have success running the football. And I think Dak Prescott will be able to run some read option plays that could confuse the Seahawks defensively. But I think it's going to be a good matchup. Dak Prescott against Russell Wilson, I like it. But I got the Cowboys winning. And I think that the Colts and Texans game could go either way, but I'm picking the Colts. I'm going to take the Colts because, again, I think the matchup with Andrew Luck against Deshaun Watson is a matchup that a lot of people are looking forward to, a lot of people want to see because a lot of people like those guys. I want to see the matchup between J.J. Watt and Andrew Luck. I want to see that matchup. And then, of course, Jadeveon Clowney. Can those guys get to Andrew Luck before he gets rid of football? Can they get him down? Because, you know, Andrew Luck is a big boy. Can they tackle him? And can they get to him? Can they disrupt him? And can the defense hold up? And can offensively, can Deshaun Watson have some success? I think they could because the Colts defense, they've been kind of average throughout the years at best. But that's a game, that's the one game that could go either way. But I'm going to pick the Colts because you want to see the Colts somehow end up facing against the Patriots at some point. I don't know if that's going to happen. Because the Patriots are the number two seed. So if the Colts win, they'll go to Kansas City next week. So we'll see. But I'm gonna pick the Colts because, I don't know, it's just going to be one of those matches that go either way. To be honest with you, it go either way. So good luck to all those teams this week, though, this weekend. And the road to Super Bowl 53 goes down this weekend. Can't wait. Let's go. All right, folks, the time is 2:30. We got another half hour. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to reflect on 2018. Don't y'all go away. This is the Rocket Radio Blast. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast. It's after 2:30. We got about 25 minutes left of airtime. Just want to get into the moment of reflecting back on 2018. And I'll be honest with you, for me, it was an up and down year. There were some rough moments, some rough patches, but I did get a lot accomplished. Throughout the year, I found myself really getting back into being more versatile with my careers, getting back into doing things that I had been doing in previous years and just kind of stepped away from for a little bit. For starters, I got back into radio, which I'm happy about. I hadn't done a show in 2 years prior to last month. And I went back and looked at some of the shows I had did previously when the show was rocking. And I said, man, it's been a while. At the time, I had planned on doing profiling every team going into the regular season. And I didn't get to every NFL team, unfortunately. I just stopped. That was it. I was also having internet problems for a little while, and then I had to get my connection changed. We ended up getting a new cable provider. And then just recently, earlier this year, we went back to the original format. Satellite format that we had, which was DirecTV. So there was a few roadblocks at that point. I got back into radio. I got back into stand-up again because I hadn't been doing too much stand-up these last couple years. I just did a show about 2 weeks ago, I want to say, and it was pretty good. It was the 11th of December, so it was 20 days ago, so it was about 3 weeks, actually. It don't even seem like it was that long. But that was the last show that I did. Stay tuned for my next comedy show. I'm going to get back into doing stand-up again. I want to be able to do at least one or two performances a month. If I could do a performance a week, that'd be great. That seems like a bit of a stretch right now, but stay tuned. The one thing that I stopped doing this year was murder mystery shows. And a lot of people was wondering if I was going to get back into doing that again. I had did 30 shows with the Murder Mystery Company from September last year up until September this year, and I decided to stop. The last show that I did actually was back in August. It was Saturday the 18th. It was at Kelly's Island in Ohio, and I had a fun time. We were doing an outside performance, and there was a lot of people there. They served some great food. They really rolled out the red carpet for us. And they took care of us, provided us with great shelter, great food, a place to store our clothes, belongings, so that we can change into our character outfits and things like that. It was fun. It was really, really fun. And I really enjoyed doing that show. I enjoy doing so many of the shows I've done. There's about maybe five or six, I can honestly say, that really stood out throughout the whole time I was with the company. And I will never forget those performances as long as I live. If you go back and look on my Facebook, you'll see some pictures I've taken. I took a lot of pictures on basically, quote unquote, on set for a show or getting ready for a show or something to that degree. But it was time to move on. And I had contemplated moving on after 6 months. But instead I said, you know what, I'm going to stretch this out a little bit. I'm going to stretch it out, maybe go into a whole year, and then I'm going to stop. And I felt like that was a good time to stop, but that doesn't mean that I won't do it again. But I probably won't be with the Detroit Troupe anytime soon. I have been planning on joining another troupe once I do eventually plan to relocate. I'm still aiming for San Diego. I just don't know when that's going to happen. But San Diego does have a troupe out there. And if I have to start over, then hey, so be it. I'll start over, but I always will remember the great times that I had with doing shows for the Murder Mystery Company. My favorite place to perform was Burton Manor in Livonia. It was one of two public venues that we would do for shows. The other was the East Point Manor, but the Burton Manor in Livonia was fun. I had so many long-lasting memories of so many great shows, partying, being there, and it was a blast. And after, right around the time when I left, we started bringing in a lot more people into the troupe, and I just want to wish those guys the best. But it was time for me to move on. I have no regrets. I miss it, but you got to move on at some point. I just don't have time right now, unfortunately. But I knew I wasn't going to be there maybe no longer than a year or two, and I was going to move on. So it was time, and I enjoyed it. So shout out to Dan Hurtigan, who brought me in, gave me an opportunity. It was a pleasure to work with him. It was a pleasure to work with a lot of those guys. I had some favorites there that were real cool. But, again, time to move on, and I did that, and I haven't looked back really except for the memories and reminiscing about those memories. And obviously the Black Jesus, the web series project has grown strong. We're going to be back on set next weekend. We're going to wrap that up and we're going to be done. I'm looking forward to that. There have been a couple setbacks, not with Black Jesus, the web series, but with a couple other projects I have been taking part in. But one of the other projects that I got to do, work on was a short film recently called The Coldest Winter. I got to work with this young director named Kenneth Brown Jr., who's phenomenal. He's a good guy, good young man. He was making his directorial debut, and I was honored to be a part of his project. I like the concept. It's basically about a guy who got catfished. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. And it looks like we have ourselves a caller. So, all right, caller, you're on the air. What's happening?
Hi. I called in because your headline says, Looking Back on 2018. Do you talk about politics, or what particular topics do you talk about? Because I'm into politics.
Oh, well, this isn't really kind of like that. This is just basically reflecting on some of the things that I've been doing and just kind of looking back on what this year meant for a lot of people. And then looking forward into 2019.
All right, so it's that. So do you ever talk about politics, relationships, or anything like that?
Not really, but we plan to in future broadcasts.
All right.
Yeah, it's a virtual show, so we cover different topics.
Okay, so maybe I'll call back some other time then. All right,
take care
then.
Thank you for calling in. You
sure.
Too. Happy
Bye-bye.
New Year.
You too.
All right. Thank you to that caller for calling in. And for the record, I do plan on covering things such as relationships, some politics, other additional things like sports and things that are trending in today's society. You know, the music business, the film industry, things that I'm connected to. And I do would like to talk about a relationship-based show. Now, I was supposed to be on a relationship talk show on Christmas Eve. It was supposed to happen last Monday, and unfortunately, the venue had gotten overbooked, so we had to cancel it and postpone it for another day. I don't know when that day is going to be, but we're talking possibly February. So once that happens, you will hear that from yours truly. It's going to be updated on my Facebook. It's going to be updated on my Instagram, and I'm going to promote it on Rocket Radio Blast. So stay tuned for that. My apologies on anyone that was signing up and RSVPing for that day. But unfortunately, that happened. And I was looking forward to doing that, too. But, hey, you know, some things just aren't meant to happen when they should. But I want to send a shout-out to Kezia Shine for even wanting to do that and reaching out to me about doing that. But hold the phone because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Probably in the next month or two, so stay tuned for that. When it happens, you will hear that from yours truly. Also, one of the other things I got to do this year was I got to take part in a film shoot earlier this year that was a fun experience. I got to do this project. I had did a couple projects earlier this year where you just kind of, you know, did your thing, you know, but you move on afterward. I got to do, Well, obviously, I got to do the TV show Husbands, Wives, and Lives, but we haven't premiered it yet. We've been dealing with some technical things on that, so I don't know when that's going to happen. But you'll find out from me when it does, so stay tuned. And, of course, Detroit 8-Ball is in the Motor City. Stay tuned for that as well. Still there, still the assistant director, still playing a detective. Check out my IMDb page. I got to update it because I need to control that page. I got to do that on my own. So that's something that you have to stay tuned for. But I got to be on set a few times this year for other projects I've done. But I've been mostly working on Black Jesus, the web series, for the most part. Just recently, I had an audition a couple weekends ago. I got to audition downtown to be a host slash contractor for a host position, which I'm looking forward to doing. I want to send a shout out to Precious. She is great. She was great to meet. I got to audition for her, and that was great. It was a great experience. I got to talk to her. We got to connect a little bit. That was a great thing. That was a great thing. And I was ecstatic to do that, and I'm glad that God gave me the opportunity to do that. So, and then one of the other things I want to talk about in future shows is religion. I want to cover that as well. So as we go into 2019, I want to really cover a lot of those things. So that's something that I want to be able to talk about. I want to be able to be as more versatile as possible, okay? Be as versatile as I possibly can because, again, I think that I want to expand myself to other markets and things that I may not have a lot of experience in, I want to develop. So by doing that, if I could find myself being in a position where if someone needs help in a various position, whether it's cast-related, talent, or non-talent-related, I want to help out with that. You know, contact me. Let me know what's happening. If we can do that, let's do that. Let's make that happen, okay? Don't hesitate. That's what I tell people. Don't hesitate to contact me. If it's something that you feel like I can do, if it's something that you want me to do or something you want to reach out to me for, please, by all means, do it. I'm with it. I'm with it all the way. So I'm looking forward to what 2019 is going to do for a lot of people, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I'm going to take one more break. When we come back, we're going to finish up this show. And look forward to 2019. This is Rocket Radio Blast on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Rocket Radio Blast. We got just about 6.5 minutes left of airtime. A couple of the projects I got cast for that I'm looking forward to being part of in 2019. One of them is called Sugar, the web series. Shout out to Jack King, who I'm looking forward to working with. Went to audition for him earlier this month. It's based off of a book, a memoir by Sophia Eggleston. It's basically off of her experiences, what she was like growing up and things of that nature. I have a book copy of hers, and I'm looking forward to finishing it. But I'm also looking forward to being on set for that. So I can't wait to see what that project's going to be like. Looking forward to working with some good people. I also got cast for another project called It's Always Something that's going to be filming supposedly during the springtime. Hats off to Erica Griggs. I had an opportunity to audition for her. I sent her an online video. That was good. She liked it and offered me the role. And I said, sure, I'm all for it. I'm cool with it. So basically, I got some new projects to look forward to. And I still got some projects that's still happening. My main project, I'm looking forward to finishing that up. We're going to get into our 8th episode in January. So if you haven't seen our previous episodes, we got our pilot episode trial, which is under my YouTube channel. And then episode 2, Fulfill the Mission. Episode 3, Faith in the Little Girl. Episode 4, Disciple Feud. Those episodes and the rest of the series are on Vimeo. So check them out if you haven't seen them. Episode 5, Delilah's Temptation, that episode is going to be edited pretty soon, so stay tuned. I got a new editor, and you know who it is. It's my co-host, my partner, one of my partners, Siobhan Clark, a.k.a. Chevy. We're actually supposed to link up this week, and then we're going to get some editing finished. So hats off to her. She's doing some things with her church throughout the holidays, and I'm happy with all of her accomplishments. We're finally connecting. We've known each other on Facebook for about 7 years, and we're finally connecting. Finally getting a chance to do some things, because we talked in the past about linking up and doing some things, and here we are. Sometimes the best things come to those who wait. Opportunities come to those who wait. Just keep the faith, stay humble, stay patient, and trust me, I'm going to stay patient, because I got some accomplishments that I want to set in 2019, but I'm going to be faithful and patient about it. I know what's going to happen. I know a lot of you guys are looking forward to the new year. And I know a lot of you guys are ready for this year to be over. It was an up and down year for a lot of us. We lost a lot of good people. We lost a lot of opportunities, business related. Some people, their projects, their businesses went belly up. Unfortunately, one thing I always tell people is stay the course, because, you know, eventually things are going to happen. You just have to stay humble. You have to stay faithful about these things. And as you do that, then you'll see, yeah, you were meant to be a part of this. It just wasn't meant to happen at that moment. But that doesn't mean that it won't happen later on. And like I said, we had a lot of tragic experiences, especially within the past month. And I will tell you guys this, pass on eventually. People die every day. We have to take the time to appreciate what we have in life, because you never know when it's going to be taken away. Have faith, stay humble. You just never know when something can happen. Take the time to tell your loved ones how you feel. And if there's somebody that you are liking, somebody that you want to be with, go for it. There's been so many bad breakups this year. A lot of couples divorced. A lot of couples just broke up. People called off engagements. People cheating. You got more people hooking up same-sex marriages. My whole thing is this. I don't really talk about that stuff because it's whatever. Do you, okay? Be with whoever you want to be with. But one thing I don't condone is cheating. I hate it, because I've had that happen to me a couple times. be faithful and commit to the people that you want to be with. And trust me, I'm telling myself that right now. I've never cheated on nobody, but there's one particular person that I'm looking to develop something special with. So y'all pray for yours truly. And kick the old habits, okay? 2019, we want to get off to a great start. We want to have a beautiful year. Let's do what we have to. Go out there, set your goals, set your accomplishments. I know I am. I'm determined to accomplish all of my goals this year. I don't even believe in New Year's resolutions. I believe in goals. I believe in tasks, okay? I believe in objectives, and we're going to do that. So we come to the end of our broadcast on Rocket Radio Blast. Happy 2019, folks, okay? Have fun tonight. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my brothers. I got two brothers I'm looking forward to hanging out with. I can't wait to see them. But let's get out there. Let's make it happen, all right? Let's do this. Enjoy yourselves. Enjoy your families. Everything. The whole nine. Meantime, happy 2019. Get ready for a power trip. See y'all on the air next time. Stay tuned.